This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ya Allah, dear brothers and sisters, the blessings of sitting with the people of goodness and upholding this mannerism that we are speaking about now, choosing your guest before speaking about any other mannerism. There is a beautiful narration which Ibn Muflih narrates in his Adab al-Shar'iyyah and others, that Abu Ubaid al-Qasim ibn Sallam visited Imam Ahli Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, in his home. Listen, brothers and sisters, and make this the title of the importance of choosing the right guest. He said, I came into the home of Imam Ahmad, and Imam Ahmad stood up for me, and he greeted me, and he hugged me, and then he said to me, here, sit down in the center of my room. And this is usually the place where the host sits. He said, sit here. So Abu Ubaid, he said to him, no, O Imam, please, you sit there. Is it not such that the host is worthier of that sitting on that chair or the place in the room, the central place that is, than any other person? Imam Ahmad said to him, yes, but he can also choose to allow his guest to sit in his place. So Abu Ubaid, he said to himself, hadhihi wahida. That's one benefit for tonight. That's one gem. And so they began to speak, and Abu Ubaid said to Imam Ahmad, he said to him, oh Imam, if I was to visit you like you deserve, I would be visiting you every single day. That's what you deserve, a man of your caliber, knowledge. Imam Ahmad said to him, don't say that. Because Allah knows that there are certain people in life who I only see once a year. I love them more than certain people I see on a day-to-day basis. Abu Ubaid said to himself, hadhihi thaniya. Oh, that's the second gem for today. That's the second blessing. Look, he's carrying with him all of these blessings of sitting with the right people now. And then when the conversation finished and the hosting finished, Abu Ubaid now sought permission to leave the gathering. And so Imam Ahmad stood up and he took him by the hand and he wanted to show him the way out and walk with him. Abu Ubaid said, no, you relax, I'll find my own way out. There's no need for this kind of royal treatment. He said to him, no, you deserve it, because Amir al-Sha'bi, the Tabi'i, narrated, and he said that it is part of the honoring of a guest that you take him by the hand till he reaches outside of the house and you hold the rein of his animals till he departs. Ya Allah. So Abu Ubaid said to Imam Ahmad, who narrated this from Sha'bi, he said, yes, I'll give you the chain of transmission. It was Ibn Zaidah who took this narration from Mujalid, who took this narration from Ash-Sha'bi. So Abu Ubaid, he said to himself, وَهَذِهِ ثَالِثَةٌ. That is my third benefit for today. Look at how much is to be gained when you choose the right people to sit with, and how much is to be lost when your social gatherings are with the wrong people.